go right over to Bay Bridge into Queen Anne's County as soon as you land there. They have a whole bunch of historic sites having an open house this Saturday from 10 to 2. Tons of details you can get from their website, visit QAC, which I guess is short for Queen Anne's County, .com. And it's a great indoor venue if it starts getting rainy. And while you're there, boy, all those restaurants at the Kent Narrows, great place to pop in there as well. And it's a good day trip to make.
What about the Maritime Festival?
Oh, another aquatic event there. That's over in Solomons at the Chesapeake Bay Maritime Museum down in Solomons, Maryland. It's a really cool event. They've got about 60 collectors over there. Of course, all the traditional seafood vendors and such. Model boat shows, activities for kids. And this is really fun, too. A Chesapeake Bay Retriever Trials. So they're going to have all the dog races and such. And it's a great place to go. The museum there is fantastic. If you've ever seen all the buildings and the displays that they have, and you can even take a boat ride out onto the water.
And it seems like each week we have a new wine festival to talk about.
I know. It must be the thing that baby boomers love, because there are so many. I only pick one or two that I have in the paper because there are so many going on. Two of my favorites, though, is the Montpelier Wine Festival in Orange County, Virginia. And, of course, there's information on visitorangevirginia.com. And then there's the International Wine Festival, a really big one, at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds all weekend long.
Even with the rain coming and going, you think it's safe to hit the beach?
Yeah, I think so. And if you're going to hit the beach, it's good to hedge your bets. And I'm thinking this weekend for Virginia Beach. Worth a drive, because if the weather's nice, they're having this weekend the Atlantic Coast Kite Festival. Tons of really cool kites out on the beach. And if the weather's rainy, they have some cool things going on as well, like the Dark Valley Horror Fan Festival and Science Fiction Convention going on. It's a lot of fun, and I imagine if you're into people watching, that would probably be almost a human zoo to see the crowds of people there and such, and some pretty neat displays as well. So that's my beach hedge your bets bet there.
So what about history stuff?
Well, we have something for a history buff, too. And, you know, this is the last weekend that you can do the John Wilkes Booth Escape Route Tour at the Surratt House Museum. Now, that is, for anyone who's not been there, it's a really, really cool museum. It's just gone through a lot of renovations, a really neat map that they have with illuminations that show exactly how this escape route happened. Tons of memorabilia, and it's a very, very well-done tour and exhibit. I strongly recommend it.
A lot of stuff going on as far as museum exhibits and lectures and displays and indoor events, and I know you're going to have all of those in the magazine. Also, some sporting events going on.
Yeah, we do. Well, the Washington Nationals have a homestand this whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, hosting St. Louis. You know, of course, that's weather permitting here. We'll see how that plays out for us. And if you are a fan of the Orioles, you have to hit the trails because they're on the road this whole weekend.
Yeah. And of course, the Caps playing tomorrow.
Yep, absolutely. So, and you can catch that on the radio as well. Now, we also have, in our calendar of events, let me also say, hundreds of events that we have going on with museum exhibits, lectures, displays, literally something for everyone.
Really?
So, you know, if there's... Yeah, things that you're hedging your bets on the weather, it's pouring down rain, but you really want to get out and do something, there's literally something for everybody. And we have the whole calendar of events posted on recreationnews.com.
What sort of deals do you have for us?
I have some really fun deals this weekend all over the map. Some are not related to travel and some are. Like, for example, Sam's Club. Anyone who reads Recreation News, look at page 47, and you sign up at Sam's Club, get the discounts, and a $25 gift card for free. No strings attached, just for signing up. And if you're a federal worker and you have AT&T Wireless, sign up for the plan for the feds. Knock another 15% off your bill just for being a federal worker. You have to show your ID and such, but hey, it's an extra savings and it's worthwhile.
Wow. What about golfers?
Golfers, we have a lot in the paper this weekend. One that I was highlighting was Alpine Lake, which is near Deep Creek Lake, but it's on the West Virginia side. 150-acre lake, hike, bike, and of course golf. And they got packages from $79. That includes the golf, the cart, and your room. If you're looking for something a little bit further out, boy, we have some real recession-proof, just fantastic deals. get this, a Walt Disney cruise for a family of four from $1,390 total. That's not per person. That's the total for a family of four. That's just $58 per person per day. You know, I'm not sure if you could go to Ocean City on that price. We have the details on that on page 27 of Recreation News. And, of course, some other things we have going on. Boardwalk Plaza Hotel, $499 spring getaway packages. And that's a really great place. I don't know if you've been there or not. It's down on Rehoboth Beach, right on the ocean, right on the boardwalk. Beautiful restaurant overlooking the water. And they got great rooms, Victorian charm, and some really good packages. We have all those deals, of course, listed in their ad on page 3.
What's going on at Caesars?
Caesars, they have so much going on. There's four different resorts that are participating, all in the Pocono Mountains. 50% off. Just use the secret code GA19242. And, of course, if you forget it, it's on the ad on page 21. But that's the discount for government workers and Recreation News readers. And 50% off. Once again, no strings attached. They have tons of events going on, tons of packages, and it's a really great getaway to go to.
And another one from Super Clubs?
Yeah, Super Clubs, 54% off. A lot of these places, I think, you know, they're hedging their bets and worried some about the recession, but of course, in D.C., we're a little bit more insulated from that, but that's not going to stop me from taking advantage of the discounts. 54% off at Super Clubs. That's on the ad on page 27. Just a fantastic deal, and it doesn't matter which one of the resorts that you go to. It can be Jamaica or anywhere else in the Caribbean. A great time to be had by all.
You know, I got to say, you really pegged it, the idea that maybe some of these resorts are worried about the recession, and now would be a great time to plan for the summer and maybe save some money and still be able to work in a good vacation.
Absolutely. And I tell you, we've really had quite a bumper crop of these offerings. I know that this recent issue that we have, more than 50 destinations and regions that are having special deals and special offers trying to romance the federal worker to come to their location. They have the free brochures, of course, that they have outlining all of the things that they're offering, discount coupons, et cetera. And it's really great to just kind of leaf through with your family and try, find out just exactly what do you want to do, maybe not this weekend, but later on in the month or into the summer, and make some great vacation getaway plans and save a few dollars on the way as well.